Hi, I'm Gordon Smith and this is Look and See. Look and See is my photo blog where I publish a handful of photographs on a daily basis. And today it's Lums. Today is Tuesday, November the 23rd. Yet another overcast day. Cold. And next week's summer? Well, it was 5 to 15 Celsius around here. 41 to 59 Fahrenheit. But strangely enough, in another 4 days, it's expected to be 82 Fahrenheit, 29 Celsius. Okay, lums, good Scottish word. Chimneys. Chimneys up through which smoke used to exit. Today's theme I set for myself was chimneys. I picked some of the older buildings in town, mostly the late 19th, early 20th century buildings. And the first one is the Lands Office, where land was registered. It's a very fine old building, but we see its chimneys, or two at least. Quite substantial chimneys, high like chimneys should be, giving clearance from the nearest high object. Many chimneys these days on residential buildings are far too low, and people wonder why they're having a problem with the draw through the chimney. The second one, it's on the post office. 1880 something rings a bell for this particular building. But my goodness, that's a chimney. Even got something, I don't know what it is, growing from the silt that collected around the top. Not sure about the metal pots at the top, later addition no doubt. Not unusual though to see spouts at the top of the chimney stack. It could mean that there's a more modern venting system built within the older chimney. It might be metal pipes. And my goodness me, the third photograph. What on earth has happened to this poor chimney? It has had some metal monstrosity fitted to the top. The poor thing, it looks like some fat hat. Don't know what it is, whether it's some ventilation mechanism, you know, whether there's, I can't think what the building is here. It might be a cafe these days, and what we have is the kitchen venting system, and thereby has to have some sort of fan. Perhaps this is a fan drawing the air up. And look at those straps. There are, it's like a metal strap wound around the chimney stack. Can't imagine what that's for. Surely it can't be just to give it stability. It looks too flimsy. The day's grey clouds broken behind the chimney with a patch of blue. Sunshine came and went during the day. Next chimney seems to be a very respectable, tall, upright affair with ornamental brickwork around the top. People knew how to build chimneys in them days. You can stand and look at a house these days, and as Crocodile Dundee might say, call that a chimney. The fifth photograph, a tall, wispy looking chimney, very plain. Of interest is the fascia to the building. The photograph's been taken from behind the building. So on the other side of the chimney from where I was standing, there is the building's fascia on the street front. And we're looking at the rear of the false frontage to the building. Very much a bygone style, that sort of fascia made to give the building height, make it more substantial than it really is. So it must look quite impressive from the street. And the final photograph. It's from a outbuilding, the building to the rear of the main building, now used as a second-hand goods shed. But I thought that the ornamental top to this chimney was quite remarkable, in that the last, 40 centimetres, foot and a half of the chimney is quite ornate compared to the rest of the chimney. Perhaps at one stage the brickwork was covered itself with a cement render, such that the entire chimney looked much like the finish on the top part. So today's half a dozen photographs, the substantial chimneys of older Armidale CBD. I'm Gordon Smith, and this has been Look and See for Tuesday, November the 23rd. If you'd like to send me an email, the address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, thanks for dropping by, and until next time, bye for now.